Proclamation number 8271 of 13th of September, 1962. Knowing God also guarantees assent. Anyone who professes me will also be active in my will, for I can direct his thoughts without he is offering resistance to me. The conscious recognition of myself. Thus the living faith in me and the resulting subordination of his will to mine. Now also let him be active according to my will, regardless of whether his activity is merely earthly or spiritual. He will always do what corresponds to my law of order. It will always be an activity of love to which he is not forced. Thus a right way of life emerges from the acknowledgement of myself. Anyone who believes in me also fulfills my commandments of love, for his faith is itself only the result of the activity of love, life, otherwise he would not be alive. And such recognition of myself is also a past test of will for the purpose of which the human being lives on earth. And this person can now also know himself to be guided and led by me, for he has voluntarily detached himself from my adversary and turned to me, so that I now also have the right and the power to influence him and help him to achieve perfection. My adversary, however, will now likewise try to influence him, and he will do so in such a way that he will try to keep the human being in spiritual darkness, which he will succeed in doing if the desire for light, for truth, is not strong enough to approach me myself for it. For people live in the world, they can certainly acknowledge me, they can believe in me, yet they do not seek to penetrate deeper into the secrets of the spiritual kingdom and thus do not desire the light of truth. The God in whom they, indeed, belief seems too distant to them to want to approach him, me, in direct contact with me to enlighten them about the correlations, about the truth which solves deeper problems than merely worldly questions. They are content with the teachings of faith they have been offered and do not test them for their truth, for their origin. And time and again the adversary tries such people, albeit without success, because I protect everyone from him who acknowledges me, who believes in me. Yet as long as this person has not penetrated the truth from me, he will also have to fight against him, for his still worldly attitude also holds the person back from the flight of fancy which he will only undertake when he separates himself from the world and now gives his thoughts a different direction. Only precious years of life can be lost to him which he could have better used for his soul. But he will certainly come to this realization one day because he acknowledges me and thus has already given up his resistance against me. He can no longer fall, he merely remains on the same level of development for a long time due to his too lukewarm attitude towards truth, which first gives him a bright light and now consciously lets him strive towards the height. The more love breaks through in a person, the sooner the desire for truth will awaken in him, the livelier his faith will be and he will establish a heartfelt bond with me, which always signifies progress on his path of ascent. The world will always hold the human being back in his development, but this does not mean that my adversary has full power over him, for as soon as I myself am acknowledged I can also emanate my influence, and this will certainly not be without success, only the human being will be held back by the world and he may need a longer time until he has detached himself from it. And this is what my words mean, he who is not against me is for me. As soon as the resistance against me is abandoned, the human being will also be seized by me and no longer left to the adversary. But the latter will struggle for his soul until the end but will not reach the goal because this soul also belongs to me and I will truly no longer allow my right to be disputed. Amen.